Now, will you note here the next verse? But before faith came, that is, faith in Jesus Christ today who died for us, we were kept under the law, shut up under the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Now, until the Lord Jesus Christ came, the law had in it mercy, because it had a mercy seat. It had an altar where sacrifices for sin could be brought, and forgiveness could be obtained, and mercy could be found there. All that was pointing to Christ. But before faith came, Paul says that we were kept under the law, shut up until the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Now he says here, wherefore the law was, and the correct word is, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ that we might be justified by faith. Now we've come to a very remarkable section here, and I say that every day, I think, but it's true every day, and it certainly is true today. This is the reason right through here that Martin Luther could say, this is my epistle, I'm wedded to it. It's in this section here that young man, John Wesley, who'd come to this country as a missionary, and he was walking down Aldersgate, because when he came to this country, he said, I came to America to convert Indians, but who's going to convert John Wesley? And that night, he heard this section of Galatians explain, and my did wonders for him, and he was used of God to bring in the greatest spiritual movement that the English-speaking world has ever had. Now, will you note here, he's going to say, and does say, that God refuses to accept the works of any man for salvation. He says the righteousness of man's filthy rags in his sight, and in Romans 4:5, he made it very clear, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Now, God refuses to accept law-keeping. God refuses today to accept that. Paul's making it very clear here that the law could not save you. All it did was bring death. And fact of the matter is, the law was not given to save sinners. It was given to show them that they are lost sinners. We are told in verse 19 that we had saw last time, it was added for the sake of transgressions, to let you know that you're a sinner. And therefore, the law, as we've said, will not remove sin. It'll reveal sin. It'll not keep you from sin, because sin had already come. And it shows that man's not really, as Hollywood would like to portray him, as being a sophisticated, refined, trained sinner. But actually, man is a sinner in the raw. He's an ugly-looking sinner, if you please. Now, I want to use an illustration that I think might be helpful. It's a very homely illustration, and don't be afraid of it. I'm going to take you to the bathroom. I hope you don't misunderstand. Now, television does that today. It always shows somebody taking a shower or in a bathtub. Or today, they're advertising everything that's in the bathroom today, especially the soaps. Now, I want to take you in there and let you see something. And I'll take you to your bathroom. I'm confident that every one of you listening to me at this moment, that you have at home a bathroom in which you have a wash basin, and above that wash basin, a mirror. Now, that wash basin serves a purpose, and the mirror serves a purpose. Now, you get a smudge spot, say, on your face, and you go in the bathroom, you look in the mirror, you see that smudge spot. Now, what do? Well, you don't use the mirror to remove it, do you? I don't imagine you do. If you see a smudge spot, then you lean over and rub your face against the mirror, and one of your loved ones comes by and sees you, They'll feel sorry for you and call a psychiatrist and make an appointment just to find out what's wrong with you. But, my friend, that just wouldn't happen in a home because we're not that silly. I guess none of us are quite that silly of rubbing up against the mirror. But today we've got multitudes of people in our churches that are rubbing up against the mirror of the law of God and thinking they're going to remove it. You don't remove the spot by rubbing against the mirror. You see, the law reveals the Word of God as a mirror, and it shows us who we are and what we are, that we are sinners, and that we've come short of the glory of God. That's what the law reveals. Now, thank God, beneath the mirror there's a basin. That's where you remove the spot. And my friend, the mirror is the Word of God. And the law is the mirror that you just don't rub up against. It just shows us. But thank God, beneath that mirror, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. And so there is a wash basin, and the law proves man a sinner and never makes him a saint. The law was given, as Paul says in Romans, that every mouth might be stopped and the whole world become guilty before God.